So, how do you feel being here on Table Talk?
Almighty, for giving me the opportunity to be here this morning. I say hello to all our listeners. I too.
hello. Now, you're an amazing woman, and the first thing that struck me is your profile.
Oh wow,
Abby,
yes, your profile was amazing. Absolutely, really inspirational. Like, yeah, your story is quite different as well. So.
There's something once I saw senatorial district, I was like, like me, that's me. So tell us, are you a senator? What's going on?
Oh, no, not like that. Anyway, once again, my name is Christina Kehinde Akinrumalu. I'm twin.
Awesome.
I'm an entrepreneur and I'm an instructor in a skill acquisition center. And at the same time, I'm a public speaker. I'm an ex-banker for 18 years.
Wow.
I've worked in different banks, at least 4 banks. My last place was assistant general manager by the time I left the banking industry.
Wow. Awesome.
And after I left the banking industry, I discovered that was a problem with my sight. Unfortunately, I was using glasses then. I was driving. I discovered that I was having frequent accidents, and I went to the general hospital, where I was diagnosed that I had glaucoma, and at the same time, I was told I've lost my left eye. So they gave me an appointment for the operation of the right eye, in which I was preparing for. Lo and behold, when I got to the general hospital, I was told the doctors were on strike.
Oh my.
And I was asked to continue with my eye drops and gave me another date for the operation. Unfortunately, by the time I got there, I've lost the second eye. That was how my visual impairment started. I don't want you to pity me.
No, not that. Pity, Kay. I said you're
amazing.
You're big.
It wasn't easy.
This is a public service announcement.
Thank you to everyone who's joining us on Facebook. I see you all. Thank you for being there. Let me introduce my guest again. We've started on a very good conversation. I have Miss Christiana Akinrumalu here with me. She's a twin. She's kind of, I think she loves that part. And I love twins too. She was a former banker and she's now an entrepreneur and public speaker. She's doing amazingly well. I also have Teso YB here with me, my co-host.
Yes.
Say hi.
Hi, guys.
All right, take it over.
So, Christiana,
I'm fine.
So, yeah, tell us a bit more about your story. I read up about you online and you actually went blind at 45. You weren't actually born blind.
Yes, I wasn't born blind. It came just like that. So, as I've said earlier, that was how I lost my sight. And I thought that was the end of my career. I thought that was the end of my life. I couldn't even know I can even see beautiful faces like this again. When it happened, I thought there was nothing I could do again than to become a beggar. Because that had been the narrative that once you've lost your sight, you become a beggar. But time, I give glory to God that the narrative changed in my own situation. That I've been so impactful, even than when I was sighted. I've impacted a lot of people and I've empowered a lot of people, inclusive, most especially, the less privileged and persons with disabilities.
Amazing.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to take you off this path a bit. So, all of these happened to you because there was a strike.
Yes.
Right. And right now, resident doctors are on strike. How does that make you feel?
In fact, it makes me to remember when it happens to me. A lot of people might have lost their sight. Not only that, they might have lost lives in that situation. Because I wanted to commit suicide when it happened. But due to friends, relatives, my children, mommy, that is not the end of your life. I was like, without eyes, what can you do again? I never knew. I still have a lot to do. I never knew that people are waiting for me.
Yes.
But nevertheless, I still give glory to God Almighty.
Awesome.
Always. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So tell us a bit more about your organization then, and training, your skills and vocational training.
Okay, the name of my company is, like, I'm the CEO of Divine Christian Creativity. Let me say different ability of, I go on as a unique vocational skill training program, and I've already added system technology into it because I discovered that most of people with disabilities are not technologically inclined. And the vocational is more or less like teaching them how to use craft in making footwear, like when I'm holding, how to do different kind of footwear for male, female, how to make bags, different one called nylon ropes in our local ones, and how to make belts, and how to use nylon rope to do stood at home. Then I went ahead to rehabilitate people how to use waste product tires.
Recycling.
Wow. Recycling of waste product. Most especially, the one we don't even think about, the keke, marwa, napep, as a stood at home. I've trained a lot of
you
people.
You used keke marwas too?
Yes. Wow. Very beautiful. Wow. When you go to
you mean the tires. I have pictures. I'm trying to see if we can even show it on the live feed.
Yes.
Let me get the guys to put it up. It's really beautiful. I must tell you when I saw
it.
Centerpieces. The beautiful centerpieces. Well, something is up with my internet here. Beautiful centerpieces made of tire and has a glass top.
Yes. I trained my dad for that.
Did you?
Yes, I didn't see it. I just decided when I was hearing that some people are using it, I said, I think I have to include myself too. And I just, let me do this, let me do this. That's the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
Yeah. So before now, when you were working with the bank, did you have any inclination towards entrepreneurship? Or did this come as, circumstances?
Nothing at all. Wow. It was when I went to the blind school where I was rehabilitated, where I was reinstated, where I was transformed.
Amazing.
That was why I discovered that life had just started, that I can make it.
Yes.
I'm glad to know this.
So what are some of the obstacles that you faced, you know, in your career building this?
Wow, at times.
I'm sure.
There are of challenges. But most of the time, we don't always like talking about the challenges because it looks obvious. At times when I want to do something on my own, I will need a sighted person to see through. Is it beautiful? Is it okay? Can I match this combination?
Yes.
Can I go with this? At times they tell me that my clothes is beautiful. Though I know the color combination when I was sighted. But there are some things I will still need somebody. I still depend on somebody. So at times I might find it difficult when there is nobody within me to assist me at times. But nevertheless, I've been trying to train myself in how to do a lot of things so that I can be dependent on my own.
You're doing amazingly well. I love the part where you bring technology. There's a friend of mine also who's also who has also a visual impairment. She does practically what you do, but she focuses more on the tech part.
Amazing.
Yeah, and she teaches people with visual impairments to use technology, phones, computers, to take office roles.
Right.
Well, maybe Nigeria is not there yet, but it's some place we can be. I mean, you can have computer assisted technology.
The application JAWS, that's the one that guides us.
Yeah.
So we can go through the internet without anybody assisting me.
Yeah.
I can browse.
Fantastic.
I can go through my WhatsApp when I want to meet. That was the day I was in the public transport. I was trying to make a call. Somebody was not looking at me. People don't say, Ajelo bring you. How can you make call yourself? I say, no, have the application. And I told that woman. You know, say, that she has blind knees. That person is as useless as left hand. And also, let me have your number. Bring the blind person or I'll visit. And I visited and I asked that person to go to a blind school where I was rehabilitated.
Amazing.
Now the person has finished and the guy is doing well now.
How empowering. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
So this school that you referred to about twice now, where is it located? Do a lot of people know about this school?
Oh, yes. That's the Federal Society for the Blind at Osho, the Kappa. It's a blind school that has been there for decades of years. So that's where I finished. So lots of people can go there when you are visually impaired. You can go there, you'll be trained. That was where I was trained.
And how was expensive motivated. Is this training? Was it?
Oh, then when I was there, it was free.
Wow.
Then it was during the reign of our governor, former Babatunde Fashola, that gave us scholarship. I was on scholarship.
Okay.
So I did not pay a dime then.
Okay, but I think that it's worth checking out.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds great.
But now they pay.
Yeah, I mean, but if you don't go there, you don't even know how much it costs. It might not be as expensive as you thought. So I think you should go there. Let's go to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. I'd also be taking a comment from Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. I see a comment on Facebook. Thank you. I'm also going to check WhatsApp, and that's 0800-9597-5805. The lines, the call is 0700-993-993-993. 0143-993-993. If you're a female and you'd like to join the conversation, please call 0146-57-190. 0146-57-190. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-585. Let's start with Facebook, shall we? Elvo T.I. on Facebook says, good morning, thank you. Tobechiku is also here. Tobechiku Kame, thank you very much. Efufu Ami, we see you also. Ifama Olekwi says, good morning. Oh, God Almighty bless you real good, Kenny. All right, thank you for that. Wish you all the best in your remaining life. Thank you very much. If you have someone living with a disability, I believe this series is for you.
Absolutely.
Or if you're that person who lives with a disability and you see, generally Nigeria is tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's possibly a bit tougher if you're living with a disability. But I'm doing this to tell you that it's not the end of the road.
No.
There's a bend just ahead and you just have to walk down there and see what's behind that corner. There's something there. There's something there. All right, let's take some calls. Hello.
Hello, Madam Wemimo.
You know you have to put off your radio, Abby.
Yes, I'm on the edge.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, Tessa, my co-host is here. She's going to talk to you. Tessa.
Hi, hello. Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, thank you. This is just okay.
But you know your radio is still on, and that's a crime.
Oh, let me do it.
Put it off.
Okay. This is just okay.
All right, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
I'm calling for Shogun.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Happy to hear for that sister. I never hear for... Is this sister kind here?
Yes, you're right. This is your secretarial coordinator, Lagos West.
This is Charles. Okay. Visual Olympia.
Okay.
I'm Shogun. I'm very, very impressed with all this, your discussion this month. So, I wish you well, but I would like to have your contact or to know where your organization is located.
Okay, she will tell us that. Yeah, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
We enjoy you for Nigeria all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. God bless you too.
Bye. Tessa, you have another call?
I do. Hi.
Yeah. Say hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Tommy Waziri.
Tommy Waziri. Nice. How are you doing today? What question do you have for us?
I'm doing well. First of all, I must say that I'm a big fan of Wemimo.
Yay! We all are.
Thank you.
And so, Wemimo, thank you so much for bringing her up.
Thank you.
When I hear stories like this, it really affects me because I'm also a blind person, you know. But I like her courage.
Mm-hmm.
I actually lost my sight last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I was at FNSB as well. And right now, I'm a blind person. But this happened in an armed robbery attack, how I became blind.
Mm, wow.
But I really want to turn my message to you.
Okay.
Sorry, of hope. I reached out to you on Instagram. I don't know how to get your email. I missed it the last time.
Okay, I'll give you that again before I go. How about that?
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, let's see who's here. Hello.
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 Hello,
radio. Good morning.
Is your radio off?
Yeah, I've off my radio.
Thank you. What's your name? Welcome to Table Talk.
Impressed. I am Adeogo David.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, David.
Welcome, David.
In fact, I'm impressed by what I'm hearing. I'm physically, visually impaired.
I'm so happy I had this show. I'm so happy I had this show. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Exactly what happened to me, what happened to that woman. Mrs. Kehinde Akeremadi, the doctor strikes, and long time of appointment.
Mm.
Please, I'm a pastor.
Okay.
Please, I would like to have the contact, basically, because it's like, I don't know, I'm happy this morning, but it's like I don't even know what to do. Because I need to read, I need to do a lot of things.
Mm. It's possible.
It's possible.
Mm, it's possible. I'll tell you how to reach her. It is very possible.
Yes.
Okay, and I like that you want to do this thing. So I'll let her give you her contact or how to reach her. She's a senatorial
coordinator, Lagos West.
Lagos West. So this is the person you need to talk to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My location is Ayetoro, Italy. Via Ayobo, but it's
no problem. You are still under my district.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Where are the ladies? You guys are not calling. I have a land for you, and that's 0146-57-190. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you. What's your name?
I'm David.
David, can you speak louder for me?
I'm David.
All right. Welcome, David.
Welcome, David.
Mine is a bit different from what we are discussing. So I want to digress with you. I have a problem with my eyes, and I've been going to the hospital. So they've been giving me appointments from January up to now. This month, I'll still go back.
See, you know what I suggest? You might think it's a tough option, but I'll tell you to go to a private hospital. You see, your sight, I've had issues with my sight too, so I know what I'm talking about. I can tell you this for free, that the degeneration in your eyes will not wait for the doctor's appointment. So if you can, please visit a private clinic. Let them run full tests on you. Sometimes the difference in cost is not so much. Do you understand what I'm saying? So please visit a private clinic. Let them check your eye. Sometimes you just need to start your eye drop and medicine early enough. Mm. The earlier, the better, especially for glaucoma. The earlier, the better.
Should I say the problem I'm having? I don't have any location of it.
So I don't know which will be closer to you. You can just ask around your neighborhood, or you could search online. Just search optometrists close to me or eye clinics around me. You'll find one. All right, thank you. That reminds me that I also have my eye checkup due. It's been due, for a while.
I think I'm good for another year.
You're good? Yeah, the, if you can, please check up your eyes, okay? Hello. Okay, you're not ready. Please try again. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Woman
had called in. I just had that.
She said,
okay, let me call in.
I guilt tripped you into calling. Yeah? Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Barbara.
Your name is?
Barbara.
Barbara. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I don't know what you're discussing about.
This was a guilty call. All right. Thank you for calling, Barbara. I appreciate you for checking in. Thank you. All right. She just felt bad that I said, ladies.
That's nice. That's the kind of support we like.
Absolutely. Bring it on. Okay. Let's see. Here's your hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello,
what's your
morning.
Name?
Morning. My name is Bola. Calling in Charleston.
Welcome, Bola.
Welcome, Bola.
Yeah. I want to congratulate that lady in the studio.
Thank you very much.
She's been able to change her story. She's been able to transform her experience into something positive. Yeah. Well, you know, there was a time we discussed about women in the Senate and House of Reps.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is there, since she said she's a editorial, whatever, for the blind and all that,
mm-hmm.
whether there's any provision for people who are visually or disabled to be put in such positions, because no one will fight for them. If no one is, they need someone who is feeling what they are feeling,
yeah.
so that their issues can be pushed.
Yeah. I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I agree that we need to have people living with disabilities in political spaces.
Absolutely.
Because it's not about the disability, it's about what you can bring to the table. And if you can bring it to the table, be at the table.
Your voice deserves to be heard. Absolutely. You're still a member of society. So.
Absolutely. We got a call.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, are you there? Okay, you're not.
No?
Okay, let me head to WhatsApp. You know, I love a democracy. You didn't tell me your name, though. You said, good morning, beautiful ladies. Thank you. My mail address. Okay, I'll tell you before I leave. Okay, let's see this one. What's funny? Okay, I don't know what's funny. I don't know what's funny. Sorry. Hello, good morning.
My dear madam,
good morning. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Another guest in the studio.
Good morning.
I'm so much excited to have this beautiful voice this morning. By the way, my name is Matt Azubike, calling from the radio show.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Coming to this disabled people that UPP is talking about,
mm-hmm.
by creating their political affair in politics,
yeah,
is very, very good. But what I may like people to do is that during the time of election, every time, most of those people does not give them chance to vote for the candidate of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if people can use this opportunity in this short medium wave that I'm talking to you this morning to create a polling unit for disabled people for their self alone to be coming there to vote without no struggling with other people,
yeah.
It will be a welcome development to disabled people.
Hmm.
Because of this, we're not giving them a chance.
Exactly.
We just feel like we are maltreating them, or we are discriminating them.
That's a great thought. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah,
that's a great thought. Thank you very much for calling. It's a great thought, yeah. And I believe I'm going to pass on that on to the INEC spokesperson in Lagos. Yes. It's something that I want to consider. Yeah. I know that right now the conversation is mostly around providing everything people with disability would need at the polling unit.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But it starts with you first registering to vote.
Exactly.
If you don't register to vote, they don't provide for you. Braille papers, you know, everything you might need is not provided. Before we go back to the lines, Ms. Krishana, how can these people reach you? How can they find you if they need help, trainings, you know, and knowing what next to do?
Well, maybe I can just drop my number, or they can see me on Facebook.
Email.
Okay. Divine Christian Creativity.
You know what? Let's. I hope this is good for you guys listening. I want to make it as accessible as possible, but I'm not certain. Are you sure you want to give out your phone number?
Maybe email.
Yeah, or I think we can do Facebook. Do you think that's okay?
Okay.
Is Facebook fine? Great, or you don't mind them calling you?
I don't mind.
All right. Good. Give them your number then.
Okay. My WhatsApp number 080-282-99519. Once again, 080-282-99519.
Facebook?
Facebook, Christiana Akinrimadi.
Yeah, Christiana Akinrimadi on Facebook.
Yes.
Just check her out and send her a message. Okay, just before I get back to this conversation, for those asking for the mail address to reach me on, you can send me a mail at either tabletalkng@gmail.com. That's one. You can send a mail to visitwithwemimo@gmail.com. That's two. Or you can send it to wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. Make your choice. Send it any of those three. I would respond to your messages. All right. Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, Wemimo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Tommy. I'm calling back.
Okay.
I just want to beg you, please. We need more of this awareness for people with visual impairment.
That's what I'm doing throughout August. That's on Mondays throughout August.
Even more than August. Because you get people asking that, how do you use your phone? How do you do this? People ask me that a lot.
Mm.
And I realize that people don't even know that blind people use their phones.
Oh, they do.
Twitter myself. I post on WhatsApp myself.
Yeah.
I use WhatsApp. I use everything myself.
Yeah.
So I think we need more of this.
We need more awareness.
As frequent as you can do it. I know the time and everything, but please.
Okay.
I'm really begging you for that.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you
very
much.
To remember when I was in Lagos Business School, when I was using the phone, they're just looking at me.
They couldn't believe it.
When I was using my phone, you know, my laptop, when I was in the Lagos Business School and like university, they are just looking at me, a blind person. How can she be? I behaved well, and I was relating to them very well. I tell you that even, are you sure she's not sighted? And I want to tell all of us that we are visually impaired ourselves, people with disability. Don't undermine yourself when you are in the mix of people among your peers, and don't underrate yourself. I happens to be a graduate in accounting. I have my master's, and after my visual impairment, I still further my education.
Whoa,
that does not mean because you are visually impaired, you can no longer go to school. No, you can still even do better than the sighted ones that are your peers. All what you need is an insight, and you have to change our mindset. Let's change our narrative. Don't let us turn ourselves to be international beggars. We can still do something with our hands. We are very good if we can develop ourselves as an entrepreneur outside there.
Powerful.
I mean, I can just close the show and go home.
I was literally going to say, what advice would you give to people
that's
struggle?
It.
And she's just so fantastic. Thank you.
I think we can just go home now. But for the phone lines that are still buzzing, I think we can take a few more calls before we go. Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Please try again if you can. Tessa, you got this?
Yes, I've got this. Hi. Good morning. Hello?
Hello,
good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name? Welcome to Table Talk.
My name is Antonia.
Antonia. Hi, Antonia.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm listening to the program and I'm also visually impaired.
Okay.
We're with you, Antonia. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm also visually impaired and I'm also into what the lady is also doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
clearly we can hear you. Okay, I think she's distracted by that baby. Yeah, crying at the background. But we hear you. So money issue is very important. So a lot of people who would listen would say, oh, yeah, but if I start making these things that you do, I start making recyclable tables, you know, is there a market for it? Can I make money from it? Because as a person with disability, you possibly even need more money, right? You need a lot of money. So... can you make money from this?
Yes, you can make money from it. But at the same time, we should have the access to funds, grants like the able ones too.
Yes.
Most of the time, we don't have that access to grants. They have been discriminated in that area.
Mm.
And we have markets for it. Like me, when I started going out to churches, workshops, seminars, either invited or not invited.
You show up.
I'll show up. I'll go there with my products. They will buy. I'll sell. That's how I started.
Okay, I'm really out of time. My ad break is jumping up in a minute or so. So we really need to go. Oh. Well, I hope that we've inspired you. I hope that you reach out to her on Facebook, Christiana Kirimade. Send her messages. She would reply. I thank you very much for coming on Table Talk.
Thank you for having me. You're so inspirational.
Tessa!
Hi, thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you again.
Tessa, by the way, is Tessa.
I'm back at 12. Don't worry. I'm going to shock you guys. Don't go away. Bye.